Yeah.
Hey, FK. I found another one.
Flashing them sexy legs, yeah, you know I wanna. Like the sun rays, I'm touching everything in light. This is MC Jazz, yeah, you know I'm gonna. My money is funny, it don't feel right. My sound break, block corners, avenues. Rock cut off, people want old clothes, Easter. To all those that lost their lives. Now baby, to all these people, notice who you are. I speak with authority so you can hear this. Men in evil hours, I hop and score and devour. Gave you reasons why they say the fame will change us. Now the sugar hills collapse and the sweets turn sour. Put my body till we both dry. Mummified every time I lived in the now. DVs drop bombs with the beast that lie. Offered up the peace pipe.
Peace pipe. Got the peace pipe in my pipe. Yeah. Need a pack of pipe, peace pipe. Riding, what the fuck you gonna do? Fresh out of hiding, I'm Bow Wow, boo. Like, what you know what I mean? Like, yo, talking to bitches and I'm slapping the hoes.
Slapping the hoes.
There they go. I wanna post for photos. Rocking apathy clothes. Photos. Clear the highs, feel the bass. Three cots in the cot ass. For my hot ass. Three hots in my cot ass. Go abroad, international. Rep the hood, non-stop. Rockin' Daisy Duke and Reeboks.
Reeboks?
Reeboks.
Reeboks?
Just kidding. But there's no such thing as death. Then you send off the dumps. Yo, give me a second to catch my breath.
Catch your breath. Catch
Where the thick the khakis take the jumps off.
Jumps
take
off.
The khakis. Take the khakis, jumps off. And that's, I'm done. My shit won't load.
That's it. Hey.
Whack. Sorry about this.
Hey, man.
Welcome back to another episode of Off Our Chest Podcast. I'm, of course, joined by my two co-hosts, Long Slicks McGee and Slacky Slackerson.
Hey.
What?
We bring a lot to the table this week.
Yeah, you guys came up with a game. You guys just finished the rules like 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Hey, you know what, man? It's all love in the... In the land of mashed potato gravy and shit. Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's all gravy in the land of mashed potatoes, my guy.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
That was a struggle from the beginning to end.
That was. It's okay. This entire process is always a struggle.
The intro, yeah.
Oh, boy.
My guy, how was your week?
I was just about to ask the same question.
Why would it be original? What did I do this week? I didn't do anything, to be honest. I haven't done anything.
I haven't done a fucking thing.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I got through a bunch of seasons in Madden.
Yeah. I've watched some stuff on Netflix. That one, what is the name? I forget the guy's name already.
Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, I watched that.
Ooh, yeah. We watched that too. That was good.
Watch Don't Fuck With Cats. That guy was crazy.
That's crazy.
I do want to watch that now.
I watched that new show where the guy's supposedly like Jesus. Huh. I forget what the name of that show is.
Not familiar. That
sounds fucking gay.
I have to look.
Sounds fucking gay.
How was it?
It was actually not bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I haven't got to the end of it. yeah, it's kind of weird. Netflix.
Jesus show. Show of Jesus.
Jesus show.
Can we watch that episode of South Park tonight?
Yeah, the NASCAR one.
Guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been on a South Park kick, everybody.
Yeah, South Park is phenomenal. Shout out to Hulu for that. They have live sports.
They do. Messiah. It's called Messiah.
It's called Messiah?
Messiah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah?
Not bad. It's kind of a thriller / just a weird movie.
Have you seen Ozarks?
No.
Dude,
Ozarks is a good show.
Hey, first the fuck of all, watch the Ozarks.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mo or O?
Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
It's the Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
It's so good, dude.
What's it about?
Kind of like a drug.
Yeah, it's way more like gangster than you would think, but it's about money laundering.
Sounds fun.
It's really good. Also, Big Mouth. If you haven't watched that, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
Is that the animated?
Yeah.
I watch a little bit of that sometimes.
Yeah. It's okay.
When I want to laugh.
It makes me laugh.
First season was the best.
Yeah.
It kind of fell off.
On Sunday, Steve and I watched She's Out of My League.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I told him I would shave his balls if his arms were broke.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
I don't know if I'd blow on
him like
that
guy. And then we did.
Yeah.
And then he flapped my ball sack with the towel.
Yeah. Nice. And I was like, got all that extra dirt off of there.
Yeah.
Sounds like quite the scene.
He saw me at full mast. He saw my penis at full volume metric weight.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got it out and weighed it.
Yeah.
Ed?
8.7 pounds.
That's a big dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was a bass, it'd be a fish Ohio.
That's a good pickup line. Girl, if my dick was a bass, it'd be a fish Ohio.
Dude, I'm going to Tequila Cowboy this weekend.
Hell yeah, bro.
That'll work in like Kentucky.
No, Tequila Cowboy will work. There's enough fake country people in there.
Mm, that's not true.
My dude, how's your week been?
Oh, man, it's been dope, man. I've been on vacation and been thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
He's played 29 seasons of NCAA.
I have. I've caught up on NCAA.
And I've seen every single part of it.
I love it. Yeah.
Well,
my NCAA dynasty has been going smashingly well.
This is good.
44-0 with 8 national titles.
Hmm.
And we're a dynasty, bro. That's just, it is what it is.
My dude, it's time to move schools or up the level.
Right.
We'll see.
Why don't we just up the level once?
Why don't we just enjoy my life? Okay?
I gave him a good... choice. I said, why not play like away games on the harder difficulty and then the home games on your like your normal difficulty?
Hey, why don't y'all just let me live my life?
He's like, hey, I've won 2,400
games. I don't go to where you work and tell you how to flip burgers. Okay, so
that's because it's not on easy.
So, Steve-O, how is your week?
I love
been?
You, though.
How is your
I love
week
you.
Been?
No, I'm going to tell you that I love you.
That's fine, buddy.
My week's been wonderful. I haven't really done much of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I mean, there's some big news.
What's the big news?
The Detroit Lions have made it to the playoffs for the first time in
one
centuries.
Whole decade, 10 complete years, I brought the Detroit Lions out of a playoff drought. Henry Honda III is roaring his head with Brian Flores as head coach.
Yeah, and they're just
dominating.
Losing in the divisional.
And we lost the okay, but we had a promising offseason. Our offseason was strong.
Yeah, man. It was.
And then this next season, I'm going to play every other game.
Mm. Are you like, why are you simulating?
Because it's his first time doing owner mode.
Yeah.
No.
Just to get like the
because you want to get a new stadium.
I do want to get a new stadium.
So that'll make it go faster.
Yeah. Why do you want it to be outside Detroit, though? That's such a bad idea.
Why is that a bad idea? Because I want it to be a real grass field.
Not a dome.
What about a retractable roof?
They don't have those.
Nah, fuck that. No, I'm doing outside, dude. Because Lambeau Field's outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The Vikings now play outside.
That explains everything. Don't even worry about explaining
the Vikings play outside
else.
Now, don't they?
No, they have a retractable.
Yeah, they
stadium.
Have like a
the
really
Bears
nice.
Are outside, so why not be outside?
Yeah, man, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Do it.
Fuck you, man.
What? I'm being
sincere. Keep playing your game on easy, bitch.
It's not on easy. It's on just step above easy.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
Taylor, what games have you been shredding up on?
Madden.
Ooh.
The Sims.
You're still simming it up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third generation of my family.
Third generation Sim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I actually hopped on Fortnite recently to see how that went.
I'm sorry.
And?
What's funny is
since
I haven't played so long, they put me back into like the... like the shit lobby. So now I'm playing like the worst people you can actually play. So it's kind of fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm there not playing go. Like the sweaty like 10-year-olds that are on like crack. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
I
dude.
Had time.
I suck at all video games.
Yeah,
I'm trash. I'm absolute trash.
True.
Grand Theft Auto was probably the one game I was best at.
Yeah.
But
I need to get Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have the patience for that game.
Do I not?
It's a long
game.
It didn't
game. Even have Red Dead 2?
Yeah, and the fucking first mission took 3 hours to complete, and I was
look,
done with
said
it.
I have to get it.
Yeah, already.
And
yeah,
now
wait,
I was walking in the snow for fucking
yes.
3 fucking days actual playtime.
No, it takes like 10 minutes.
No, it does not.
It does. That first you ride a horse through the snow, you get up to a cabin, and you hide, and you shoot the dude in the face.
Exactly, and then you go to that little town down there, and it's still in the snow, and everything's in the fucking snow down there. And
it literally is like three missions, and then you're back, in like, and then you can go to Free World, and you can go wherever you want.
Whack.
You get on the train, you ride a horse, rob a bank.
I failed.
Yeah. You don't have the patience to play that.
I kept failing the third mission in that the beginning. And I was like, dude, I can't do this. I don't want to do this anymore.
It's not that hard.
It's because I suck at video games. I suck. I'm going to buy Red Dead, and you're going to come over and play it, and you're going to get me through that first mission.
Yeah, like you're going to play Spider-Man and Detroit Become Human and like all the other ones.
Okay. How often do you play fucking the damn Midnight Club?
I played it a lot.
Oh, you played Midnight Club a lot.
I did.
Oh, I played Spider-Man a lot one time.
No, I went through like almost like 2 weeks of playing Midnight Club. Let's go through 2 weeks.
You know what game he's going to play next? The show.
Yeah.
And then I think you're going to be on Madden until then.
Dude, I love Madden.
I don't know why, dude. I'm getting kind of burnt out on it.
I love it.
I won't lie.
I'm burnt the fuck out on it, but there's nothing else for me to do.
There's plenty of games. You just have to play one.
I know, but like I like to keep my shit on mute and like.
You can play Red Dead on mute.
I can't.
It's called subtitles.
No, that's trash.
I did.
No, for what we do, football games are the best.
Sports games, yeah. I have been playing some NBA.
Yeah, 2K. Throwing some 2K on.
I've been throwing ever since that night. I've been throwing 2K on once a day.
Them Sin City.
Those games take a long time.
Yeah, they do.
Because of fouls and shit.
Dude, don't touch my fucking dick.
Sorry.
Wow, that was rude.
He just went. He just
aggressively.
Retched, he retched his hand over the retched. Fucking table.
I under the table. It with my thumb and my pinky. Like
he that. Said retched.
Yeah. Uh oh. Rock paper scissors shoot. Fuck. And Dave got his ass handed to him.
Mm. That sucks.
That sucks. Mm.
Speaking of ass handings.
Oh, hat. Okay.
I went down to Milichick's Market.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you get, Milichick's?
You won't believe. Dude, you will not believe what I got down at Milichick's Market, okay?
I'd like to know. Tell me more.
15 cans of tuna.
How much more?
2 for $15 pasta.
Ha ha. Pasta.
That was great.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So 50 cans of tuna.
50 cans of tuna.
And two pasta.
And two bags of pasta.
Mm.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's a great.
It's a pretty good deal.
I spent $715.
It's not a good deal anymore.
What kind of tuna did you buy?
Bro, albacore, man.
Mm.
Is that much for albacore?
Are you sitting here and telling me you don't... If you're picking tuna cans, you're not picking up albacore?
Oh, no. Albacore is definitely the way to go.
Because if you're not picking up... If you're picking up chunk light, I'm slapping you. If you're picking up chunk light, I'm slapping fucking you.
That's fair. I don't eat tuna, so I don't know what any of those brands are.
Oh, tuna's
good. Tuna's fucking delicious.
Anything out of the ocean could kill itself.
No, it doesn't have to.
And end up dead in my baby, in my belly.
I'd rather eat, like... Anything
besides
that?
Man.
A train? Oh, Johnson.
You need to see that episode, brother.
He has no idea what's going on.
He has no idea.
In fact, 90% of people listening have no idea what's
going on. They're probably not going to hear that part.
No, you have to leave that in.
Why?
Because it's a bit brilliant.
Okay.
That's a brilliant comedic joke if you know what it's from.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that made me laugh like
I know it made you laugh. So.
On the inside.
Next we'll go Taylor Swifting.
You know what sounds good right now?
Mm.
Like just right now.
What's that, buddy?
Little Olive Garden breadstick dipped in
some leftover sauce.
Dipped in some Alfredo.
Yeah, Alfredo sauce, dude. Yes.
Dude.
That's always a good time.
Dude, I might just go there tomorrow and just get breadsticks and Alfredo sauce.
Oh,
that'd be clutch.
That does sound pretty tasty.
Mm.
That would be good.
It's got some typing fingers.
Hey, 85 words per minute.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Mm. That's impressive.
Yeah, kick people's dicks in on those races.
That's impressive, dude.
My dad thought he could beat me. Got smashed.
Well done.
And my wife thought she could beat me. She got her dick kicked in.
I could beat you.
You can't.
Guaranteed.
No.
I had someone compliment the way I type. It was, she was a...
Can you type without looking? Fuck your story. Can you type without looking?
Yeah. I usually type like this, and I'm, like, talking to people.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah. He was in the middle of, like, a story. No thanks.
Dude, you lost at that.
That made me lose hard, man.
Damn, man.
Bless America.
I'm on my game tonight.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm glad that's not like a dirty picture. To me, that's a dirty picture.
Potato? Bro, that's what we made for dinner last night, bro.
Oh, my God. Look at this shit. That motherfucker. Oh, my God.
Wow, look at
David,
that.
David, look at that.
Yeah, that looks real good.
It's what pork, is it? Pork with some vinegar, like, jam stuff God, on it with some green America. Beans and potatoes.
You guys just made that bullshit?
Hell yeah. So
from scratch?
Hold on, wait for a silent break. So, yeah, we started ordering from, like, HelloFresh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty dope.
Dude, that looks really delicious.
Yeah, the first, like, 5 weeks are, like, $10 off, so we got that for, like, $20. We got, like, 3 meals for $20.
Mm.
We're trying to cut down on our going out because it's, like, $50 per time every time we go out, so.
Yeah.
Try to save some money, see how sure. it goes, and not be fat.
Yeah.
It's a goal.
I love being fat, though.
I don't.
No, I mean, it. I don't like actually being fat, but like the process of being fat is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, food is fucking
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the food's great.
True.
Food is good.
Yeah, like I was like, I read something that said like in order to lose weight, you should start a diet first and then work out. But I don't know. Diet's hard, man.
I just don't like any of it.
I mean, I like working out.
Good food that can be delicious too.
What's going on?
So there's like really good for you food that's delicious too.
True.
Like what? Like what? Name one thing
like,
right now.
Dude, there's some bomb salads and there's
right
like,
now. Name
a chicken,
something.
Chicken.
Yeah,
name
chicken.
Something right now.
I just named a couple things.
You said salad.
Yeah.
Name a Pacific salad.
A Pacific salad? Like a seafood salad? Because that's good.
What about chicken salad?
Chicken salads are good.
I like chicken salads.
I don't like the ones from work though.
The chicken Caesars?
No. Chicken. No, that's. I'm thinking of chicken salad.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, I see what we're doing here. Okay, chicken Caesar salad. Yeah, that's just tasty.
Do you guys remember when McDonald's came out with the shake-up salads?
Mm. Yeah,
that was like my favorite salad.
Those were pretty good.
God, they had an apple one.
Then I remember I looked up how many calories they were, and they're like 1,700. I was like, how is that possible?
Dude, have you ever
that's a salad?
Delicious. Have you ever gotten the taco salad from Wendy's?
No. I've heard good things though.
Oh my God. They're dead.
Yeah.
Can I slap you right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Bring your face here.
This is as close as it's gonna get, buddy.
You can fingertip him. There you go.
There it is.
But yeah, that's why it's so hard to be on a diet, because like pizza is my fave.
Right.
Well, there's not a healthy pizza out there.
There is.
What?
There's some alternatives. They have like the cauliflower.
I want alternative pizza. I want dough in my mouth. With sauce, and cheese, and pepperoni, and extra
dude,
cheese.
How good does a cauliflower crust pizza sound good?
Not good at all.
Mm. Mm.
You know what's not bad is cauliflower, like, mash.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've had that.
You know what's good? Your
mom's pizza. Yeah, my mom's pizza is really good. Mm. It's not healthy, but it's really good.
It's like a little healthy.
It's a healthy amount of cheese out there.
It's a healthy amount of cheese.
That's real good.
What I just want to know the process, what she does to make it so delicious.
Because
I guaranteed, even if she gave me the ingredients, I would make it here and it would not turn out anywhere near.
I've made it, and it's good, but it's not as good.
Right.
Like, mom's is definitely different. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure she's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Does she just buy, like, the crusts and shit, or does she make
the crust? She buys, like, the packets of crust, yeah.
And makes, like, just makes it from that?
That's the best way to do it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's good, man. Just make the dough and then spread it, and then you throw your little tomato saucy sauce on there, then whatever toppings you want.
That sounds good.
And then you just grab every cheese that you have in your house and you dump it all on top of there.
What if you don't have cheese?
Then you do not make pizza.
Actually, you can Instacart pizza.
Mmm. Well, you brought it up first.
You can Instacart cheese.
Ooh. That was a good. I tried to save my segue from last week.
That was a good one.
That was good.
This was a
I
really
was trying
good
to
one.
Think of a way to turn it into that.
No,
this was a good one.
That was
good.
The website.
This was a good one. It's okay.
We can name the episode. Steve-O finally got a segue.
Instacart is a service, if you don't know, that can deliver goods and products from your favorite stores in as little as an hour. Mm-hmm. Your first order over $35, you get free delivery. If you follow the link in the show notes. I did that on purpose. No, you get free delivery on your first order over $35. There's multiple stores available. Shop all your favorites on a single order. Products you love from your local stores, hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences. Delivery to your door in as fast as 1 hour. Instacart highlights deals to help you save money. Find everything you usually buy and get smart suggestions for new items. And everybody that shops for Instacart will pick the freshest produce and cheeses and milks and everything.
And they check your eggs. And they don't crack your eggs.
They do not crack your eggs. Because
they respect you.
They respect you as a human being.
They know they have a job to do, and their job is to not crack the eggs.
Facts.
But yeah, so click on the link in our on our pages and
show notes.
Go to Instacart and save a little money and help us out.
Yeah,
that's good, man. You're getting better.
You are.
Boom.
Getting well better. Done. It's a good thing you did it because I don't have the energy.
It's
I'm gonna be honest. I'm pretty tired right now.
Aw. It's all right, man.
Like if I close my eyes, I could fall asleep.
Well, this is going to be a short one, so we might as well get into what we bring to the podcast this week.
That's true. Steve-O and I actually came up with an idea.
A very unique game we thought was fun by just sitting around and saying, hey, what can we do that would be fun in mathy and...
Mathy? I don't think I've ever thought of...
I know,
but like, that's the main reason we did it, so we could add.
But looking at this, it's very mathy. But it'll be fun. It'll be
really,
fun.
Really what started this was we were going down YouTube holes,
mm-hmm.
and... It started talking about, what was it? It was like the 90s.
This is a riveting story.
You don't remember the fucking story and you're telling the goddamn shit? That's why I didn't tell the story. I don't fucking remember the details.
Well, we were watching something about football, and then we started talking about receivers.
God.
Because they were talking about a receiver. And then we started talking about, like, our favorite receivers, and I brought up mine. Yes. And then we checked his stats.
Was there receivers involved? You just said it like five times.
Receivers were involved.
Okay. No one other position, though.
So the receiver
we were just talking about receivers, actually.
Legitimately just talking about receivers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
At this point. And his favorite. So
and then it spread.
It boils down to he picked Kevin Johnson from an early 2000s Browns team and compared his entire fucking career to that of. No. Fuck you. He compared his entire career to Andre Johnson's by saying if he had the longevity of Andre Johnson, he would have the same exact stats, if not better. Fuck you. That's what you said. He said if he had the longevity of Andre Johnson, he was on pace to have equal stats. And then we broke it down, and he was completely incorrect. And I just
so that's how this started.
How it started.
We didn't even break it down. As soon as I said it, I started thinking, I was like, no, that math is wrong.
He
was
we
like,
broke it down. You looked it up and you said,
so anyway.
He only has 1,000-yard season. Never mind. Andre Johnson has like nine in a row.
So anyway, once I realized my mistake, we started talking about like, well, that'd be kind of cool. Like go from each year and like just pick your favorites from each year and then check the stats. So that was our idea. We pick a year. We have the whole roster of the NFL pulled up and we have to pick a quarterback. Two running backs.
No, quarterback and running back and two receivers.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I couldn't remember.
My God.
You know, take over then.
I did Instacart well, so I could do this well, too. Okay, so we have a quarterback, a running back, and two receivers. Okay, guys? For every 500 yards, the players will get 50 points. For a touchdown... Each touchdown is worth 100 points. Each reception and carry is worth 10 points. Our turnovers are worth negative 100 points. Completions for the quarterbacks are each worth a point. And there's two bonus points involved. If we can correctly guess the winner of the Super Bowl and the MVP for the entire season correctly, we get 100 points.
That was good.
For whatever year.
That was good.
Told you. I'm on top of my shit right now.
It's a good thing you wrote it down.
Yes.
Because we would have never remembered.
Exactly. That. So what's going to happen is we're going to just roll our little dice here. The year's going to pop up.
So we got I'm gonna. I messed up on one of them, but it's all right. It's a wheel. We got 1993.
Okay.
1990.
Okay.
1997.
Okay.
2004.
Okay.
1994.
Okay.
1996.
Okay.
2000. Okay. And 2002.
Okay.
So it's on the wheel of love. We spin it to see. Ready?
Let's go.
And we're spinning.
We're spinning right
Who
now.
Who we gotta get? 2002.
2002, which bodes well for us.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Now.
So now do we want to
rock, paper, scissors for first pick?
So wait, what team? So we get to pick the team.
Huh?
What? I thought. Oh, we're picking just players.
Yeah, we pick the. So we pick an entire. So all the quarterbacks of 2002, we get to pick one, and he gets to pick one, and you get to pick one.
Okay.
And then those stats will break down to this point spread.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of the quarterbacks back then.
Right. Okay. So. How are we doing this? Three-way?
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I'm out. You too.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You get first pick, my dude.
All right.
That
we
was
drafted
fun.
All our players.
That was a fun
Everything's
process.
Added up.
Yep.
Right. We took 10 minutes off the podcast, yes. So here we go.
Taylor, tell them about your team.
I got Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Marvin Harrison.
Yes.
Hines Ward, mm-hmm. And... Who's my running back?
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk, yeah. Yep.
David, tell me your team.
I picked Rich Gannon,
mm-hmm.
Isaac Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the second one.
Troy Brown.
And Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander.
Well,
okay,
Steve,
look, listen here.
Introduce your all-star team.
Okay. My team was based off logic and perfect execution of football game planning and who I would want to be my... Okay. A... quarterback. Okay, we'll save quarterback for last.
Wait, instead of let's just name some quarterbacks that you could have listed. Tom Brady.
Brett Favre. Drew Bledsoe.
Steve McNair.
Mm.
Dante Culpepper.
Mm. Drew Brees.
Mm.
My man said Tim Couch.
My quarterback is Tim Couch. My running back is Tiki Barber. My two wide receivers are Randy Moss and Keyshawn Johnson.
And
who? What? Name the places.
In last place
with 2,848 points. Steve-O!
Yay!
I would like to say that Tim Couch is okay. Trash pick. Dumb pick.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing.
In second place.
Was it close?
It was very fucking close.
Oh.
It was very fucking close.
The best man
I thought it was guy. Close.
Uncomfortably close.
Oh.
In second place, led by the Raida himself.
Ah. The Raiders.
David.
Victory.
With 5,244 points.
Damn.
All right.
How many
and
are
with 5,413,
ooh.
You won.
That was clutch.
Well done. Yep.
Those are receivers.
If I would have gotten a better receiver.
Good game. Yeah, that Troy really Brown good. One hurt you.
Yeah, that Troy
I
Brown
thought Troy
one
Brown
definitely
was a better
hurt.
Call than that.
He had a lot of receptions, but just not
many
yards or touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Oh, well. That was a fun game.
First annual point fantasy.
2002,
are we,
there
are
we go.
Are we just going to do 1 year since it took so long to do math?
Yeah, that took for fucking ever.
Yeah, that took a while.
Okay.
But it's okay.
No, we're not going to do... Oh, we're not going to do... We're just doing 1 year tonight?
No, that's what I was asking.
No, I thought that was...
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Your
it's
guy's
a,
thing.
It's a segment.
Okay, I like it.
This segment is called...
Point Spread.
I like it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That was weird. That was successful, though.
Yeah.
If you guys have a better name for it, let us know.
Yeah. It was a eye-opening...
It was?
I don't know why I went with fucking
Tim
Couch.
Why did
man.
You lean toward Tim Couch?
Yeah, that's
because
weird.
Because in my mind, I was like, oh, he had a really good season.
He never did.
I know. I was thinking of Derek Anderson. remember Derek Anderson?
Yeah.
That was like 2006, I think, wasn't it?
It was like 2010. That's all right.
Was it 2010?
It was pretty
yeah,
near
it was
the,
pretty recent.
Yeah, it was like 2008,
2009. I couldn't remember if that was him or Tim Couch, and in my mind, Tim Couch stuck out.
Yeah. No, Tim Couch was the first 5 years.
Mm.
Oh,
it was trash.
Yeah, 99 to like
18 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. That completely wipes both of those points categories.
Yeah,
really.
Yes. And Tiki had 9 fumbles.
Nine fumbles hurt.
That's a lot of fumbles.
Yeah.
Then he
definitely hurt.
Then his next year, he had 10. So he had a fumble problem.
No, fumbleitis.
That's why he switched how he carried the ball.
Yeah, I would too. If my hands didn't work.
10. Damn.
Isaac, who did I have again? Hines Ward.
Hines Ward and Marvin Harrison, the two most clutch picks. Yeah,
those are it.
Good calls.
Number one and two, take it. Mm-hmm. Marshall Faulk did not have the year I expected.
I thought Tiki Barber would have done better. And, oh, we didn't do bonus points.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so while we're here, let's do bonus points.
Okay.
So we both all picked a Super Bowl winner and the MVP.
Okay, so when we say it's like the 2002 season, right? So it'd be like the 03 Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's confusing the way they do that.
But it's on you.
Here, type your...
Because he got first pick, right?
No, just type your fucking... Go to like a note or something and just type it in, and then we'll all reveal at the same time so none of us is cheating. Or send it all to the group checks. Send it to the group chat, and then we'll... Okay.
So, Super Bowl winner
and MVP. Super Bowl winner and MVP of the 2002 season.
That's hard.
That is hard.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
One, 3, 2, 3, two, 1, 2.
One.
What did y'all say?
You'll get it in a second, you patient fuck.
Okay.
Who?
Yeah, dude.
What? What'd you guys pick?
I'm sorry. He still hasn't got it.
No way! No way! Dude!
We all did! How the fuck did we all play this? Wow.
2002 Super Bowl winner, New England Patriots.
No way!
I had them first and I deleted them. Oh. 2002 NFL MVP is. Rich Gannon.
Hey, boys. We're all being on the same fucking page.
That's awesome.
Okay, what led you to? What led you guys to pick the same two things as me?
I literally remember like the Tuck game. I thought that was the year that they beat the Patriots. That's exactly so, like, what all I they played thinking. Tampa. That's exactly Tampa what I was kicked thinking. Their dicks in.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. Same.
Damn, that's fucking crazy, guys. Yeah,
that is crazy.
I did not expect to see that on all.
That's
of
hilarious,
friends.
Dude. All three of us. Wow.
That was good.
Without that's talking crazy. About
right.
it.
Yeah. No discussion about it or anything. Just
I literally had the New England Patriots down, and I was like, no, that's the year they got beat by the Tuck rule. I took the lead and put Tampa.
So here's the MVP thing. I was like, oh, Rich Gannon, I do remember him winning an MVP. And I was like, but his stats weren't that.
Yeah, like that's what I was thinking.
26
was like,
touchdowns, 10 interceptions? That's not like.
That's not fire, no, that's, no.
But back in the day, that was pretty good for a quarterback.
Yeah, now it's like fucking 6,000 yards.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was fun.
That was good time. Fun.
I like that.
We can do that with all kinds of shiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Exactly.
Too many things in baseball.
Too many things in baseball. The points could be simplified somehow.
Yeah.
That took a long time.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Whatever.
We have time. They didn't get to hear it.
Yeah.
We're the ones that have to sit through it.
Right.
So, I mean.
That's true.
It's fine for them.
That is true.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys for not ever being able to sit here.
Steve was yelling at us because we were making noise and he kind of added.
God forbid the diva has to hear things.
Jesus.
Okay. Well, okay. Look here. I picked Tim fucking Couch. What an idiot.
I just don't know what that was.
I just don't.
Like, I'm a Browns fan. And I still wouldn't sit there looking at the whole NFL roster and go, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick Tim Couch as my quarterback.
Like, hey, that's Brett Favre for Tim Couch.
100 times.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what.
Tim Couch's mother would pick Brett Favre over Tim Couch.
As soon as you said Tim Couch, Dave and I just looked at you like.
I thought he had better stats than that, man. I'm telling you, I thought for some reason.
I don't think he ever had good stats.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a bad call.
And then the Tiki Barber thing, that was a debacle.
Yeah, nine fumbles.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
Because that was a good pick, regardless. Like, if he didn't fumble, that's a solid fucking pick.
That is true.
If.
Yeah, but that negates all his touchdowns,
nine
too.
Fumbles is
so
a lot.
So I had a quarterback and a running back negate all their touchdowns.
Isn't that 900 points?
Yeah.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
That hurts.
That's a steep road to come out of.
Yeah.
Receivers were good, though. Randy Moss, Keyshawn. I thought those were two good picks.
Yeah, that
was.
I was happy with mine.
Yeah.
Me too.
Bucks.
Man,
what year did the Buccaneers win it then?
2000. It had to be like
2003.
Yeah, it had to be around there.
Because it had to be,
Or was it like 2000?
Maybe we'll 2001. Find, we'll find out next time.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, because 2001.
We can't look it up, David.
No, we're not allowed. Might as well
stop talking about it. Because the year might come out next time. Okay.
Can you circle 2002? That way we kind of know, like, not to play that year again.
Yeah.
I mean, we could. We just couldn't do a bonus question.
Yeah. Well, nobody got the bonus anyway, so.
That's true. We all thought of, hey, we're all right here.
That's sorry, crazy. Man. That's crazy.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was a good time. I like time. That. I like when we play games.
Yeah, just a good time, fun game, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when you guys touch my penis.
That's my favorite.
That's the after podcast time that a lot of people don't listen like to.
That's like the lost footage. Mm. All the edited stuff. People don't get to hear it.
Now, in front of a live studio audience. We are brought to you in part by Palmolive. Clean your dishes, clean your sink, clean your life. Palmolive, the oil and soap for all of us. Palmolive.
Palmolive.
Well, dude, like we had that. Another game. What the fuck was that? Where we had to come up with an ad for something.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it just like...
We have all these brilliant ideas that we'd never snap you about. That's why we had to snap you by this one.
Mm. Yeah, because if we didn't, we were going to forget about it.
Yeah, and, I was driving, so...
And this time...
Yeah, but wasn't it... It was kind of like Colin thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
then we probably should...
Trash idea. Trash idea, Colin.
No, because then you like go on a random rampage about an item... And then he was like, oh, yeah.
Or should, like, yeah, what the fuck was that, Colin? Text, when you hear this on some Tuesday in the future, text us and tell us what the idea was.
I think it was just like a random item and then you had to like come up with a jingle like, for it.
Come up with a jingle for it, yeah. Palmolive, clean your smile, clean your life.
Clean your smile?
Palmolive?
Clean your sink.
They clean your smile.
Clean your clothes. Palmolive.
Everything clean.
Cleans everything.
It's like a 50s commercial. We also had another good idea.
Oh, okay.
Smoke sessions with Dave and Steve-O, where we record our cigarettes on the...
Yeah, like when we go out to
have a random cigarette. And we have random conversation.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
It is, actually.
Oh.
I would just record it on my phone. I'm not saying like it has to be on the podcast. I'm just saying like it's another skit idea.
Hmm. Yeah.
More content because more we're content creators.
We are content creators. You know,
so that is true. We create content. Create
said
content
and then find ways to distribute said content.
Dude, my socks are pulling my fucking foot hair right now.
Oh, that hurts.
That's the worst.
That hurts, man.
Is it on the hurts. Top of your foot?
It's on my top of my foot and my middle toe.
Man.
Mm.
That's rough.
You ever have your underwear pull one of your pubes?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Hurts like a motherfucker.
Have you ever had your jeans pull like certain hairs on your legs?
Yes.
Ooh.
That hurts bad too.
Bad time.
I don't like that.
Have you ever had a blowjob?
No.
Yes.
No.
Nope.
I have not either.
David, tell us about Dave.
Have you ever had a blowjob?
Since you're the only one that I have had one. Explain it to us in grave detail.
Grave detail.
Grave detail?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, first you dig up the grave.
Okay.
All right. And then you open the casket.
Mm.
And then you put your penis in the mouth hole.
You know, sometimes when you pee, you make that face. You're just like,
yeah,
like that.
Those
instant.
Are the good pees.
Yeah,
usually like a road trip,
dude. Mm. Like coming back from Cincinnati after the baseball game.
We both are. Then that guy was like, "Hey, you guys went to the Reds game.
Go Reds! Did we win?"
Oh, bro, I have my dick in my hand. Right, like, what are we doing?
The dick talk is the worst.
It is. Like, don't do it.
Letterkenny was decent.
Yeah, it's not like my favorite.
Yeah, it's like a stupid show, but it's like fun to watch. Like, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah,
but
we decided to start watching it, and what it wasn't watch? Bad. Letterkenny. It's got some like funny like it, when it's like they're just bantering back and forth, it gets pretty funny.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
it's a Canadian show.
It's a Canadian sketch show.
Oh, I bet that's really good.
Not sketch,
it's
but
not
it's like
a sketch
a, it's
show.
A, I mean. Yeah, well, they I think they ad-lib a lot of that.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
I bet you they improvise a lot.
That's good, though.
Hmm.
That's entertaining.
I don't know what that is. I had an idea to him. I don't know. Did I tell you?
I don't know. Did you tell me?
I don't remember. I told him that you guys should watch videos and do, like, try not to laugh.
Yeah.
We should all do it. then we'll just post it to YouTube.
That's nice.
Because all those people do that shit and they make like money.
I'm gonna make money. I'm just gonna start having sex for money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we could make. We're that gonna
pit my body out, boys.
I have one sex, please.
You like a two sex? You like one sex?
One of sex, please.
It'll be 13 to 50.
I only That's have it? 12.
You have a $12, it will be a 12.
No, just a 12.
It would be 12.
No, no.
15.
No, no, no.
15.
No, no.
15.
I only 15. Have 12.
15.
I only 15. Have a 12.
15.
Okay, I go away then. 15. I only have a 12.
15.
I only have a 12.
12, 50.
12.
12.
I give you 12?
12.
12 cool?
One okay. sex.
112.
One sex.
12.
Now let's go have one sex.
Let's go. Here it is.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn it.
Ooh.
God damn, dude.
He looked right in there, too.
I looked into the eye of God.
You did. That was impressive.
Dude, you're so far behind, man. That's a good setup.
I'm losing that this game.
You act like you're going to pull your dick out, hit him with the circle.
Dude.
Impressive.
What was that?
Have any of you guys ever looked at the
Is he do you smell toast?
I think he's frozen.
David, do you smell toast?
He'll unthaw. On that documentary called Fuck Cats or what, you don't fuck with cats, fuck it. You don't fuck with cats.
I don't know which one you're watching.
I have heard of the first one. I've not personally seen it.
On there, they said that that guy posted stuff to, like, Best Gore. Have you guys ever gone to a site like that?
Ooh, yeah. It's called 4chan.
There's some crazy shit, bro, on the internet.
Oh. Dude, you can see a lot of crazy
shit. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit. Man.
Yeah, like, if you have a weak stomach, don't do it.
Mm-mm.
And then, like, crazy thing is, like, most internet is only, like, the tip of the iceberg.
Dude, I've seen people die on the internet.
Yeah, same.
I have.
Like, in that documentary...
Yeah, they talked about
the ice pit killer. I saw that when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I know that one.
He tied him up and just kept stabbing him, ooh. Cut his head off, his arms, his legs.
Yeah. On the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then killed a puppy, which pissed me off.
Puppy ones.
I can handle it, human dying.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with animals.
Yeah, don't go to a gore thread on 4chan then.
Yeah, so fuck your life up.
Yep.
Dude, the puppy on fire.
Ugh.
I can't see those.
Yeah.
The shovel just hitting the dog's face for, like, no reason.
I remember seeing that one.
Mm.
It's so bad.
I wanted to find those people and kill them.
The dude just throws the dog right off the bridge.
Yeah.
Did you see that in the Don't Fuck With Kittens, the Italian dudes that, like, do that? They, like, go to people's houses and, like, if they're abusing their animals, just show up and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
They asked him, like, what are you doing? He goes, I don't want to get reprimanded. I was like, dude, put me in.
Animal abusers are fucking scummy people.
Yeah, they're the fuckers.
Like, they're just scummy.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a piece of shit.
Yeah, just don't hurt animals. Hurt a human.
Right.
Don't hurt humans. There's plenty of shitty humans out in the world that deserve it.
There are, but, like, don't hurt anything. But, like...
If you're choosing to do so...
Like, at least a human can defend itself.
A grown human, not a child. Or a kid baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't fuck with children ever. Yeah.
But like a rapist guy, fuck him up.
Buddy.
Kill him.
He is not a buddy. Oh, that's for sure.
Pedophile? Kill.
Kill the...
We can make a game show out of it. Hunt the pedophile. I think that could be a hit.
Could be.
Wow.
That's fine.
More.
I love, like, what's that, NBC nightly fucking...
To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
Dope. I would love to be that
guy.
They
just walk in, that motherfucker's in the kitchen, and they're like, I wasn't here. I was just checking.
I just came to see her. I was like, do you know her? No.
What are you doing with these condoms?
I thought she was 22.
I was just checking.
I like my best part when he brings out the, right here, it says you want to pick her up, but right here it says you want to do anal.
Right.
They're always like, well.
I just asked her.
I just came to make sure that she knew not to, like, let people from the internet come see her.
I love that excuse.
I just wanted to make sure she was safe, because if she was going to let me come meet her, I would have made sure. Bad intentions would have come here.
Did you bring condoms? They're usually like, oh, yeah.
It's like you brought condoms and 3 bottles of Coke.
And some wire? Some rope? What are you doing?
No, they just walk in with, like, a pizza and a 6-pack of, most, like, of the time wine coolers. They're just like, we're just going to hang out.
We're going to watch movies.
He's always like, so you had no intentions of any sexual activity tonight.
As soon as they say no.
There's like, oh, well,
let me pull out the sheets.
He's just like, he's like,
on page 27.
You didn't say that you wanted to put your penis inside that tight 14-year-old asshole.
And he's like, no, I didn't.
No, that wasn't me.
Are you talking about sexy boy 69?
I think my cat typed over the keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you cool kitten 22?
Man, I told my brother to quit looking in at me when I'm typing. How dare you do
those
this?
Those people are into when they show up. I'm like, look at this fucking guy.
Yeah.
The one dude just got naked, walked right in.
Bro, that's trash. Like,
oh, okay.
That's trash.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I would love to be the dude, though, that does the interview part, like the main part.
Yeah.
And then let him get tackled by the police. I like when they're like, are there police outside? He's like, I can't tell you that.
There's a dude that does this on, like, YouTube, but, like, scares the people when they come and meet him.
Beat the fuck out of him?
Sometimes he gets violent.
That'd be cool.
Sometimes he gets violent.
That'd be a cool job. You're, like, you're doing something.
But he makes them, like, you know, yeah, they always like walk away, like, feeling
like cry.
Shit. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, fuck you. Don't be a fucking...
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Don't be a weirdo, bro.
It's absolutely disgusting. Well, it's been about 45 minutes. We can probably call it a night.
Oh, my God. It's only been 49 minutes. Oh, I'm drunk.
You're over here sipping drinks all loud.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a short episode.
Maybe like 20 minutes. Finally got your text.
Oh, you did. Thank God.
Thank God.
Wait, what were you saying, though?
I don't remember. I was interrupted.
You were. I'm trying to remember now too, but I can't.
I am good at like redirecting.
You love shows like that. I remember, and then it's gone.
Yeah, okay. It left.
I'm a stealer of thoughts.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So what direction are we gonna go then, buddy?
Don't you worry about it. Is a cow shit in the woods?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because it shits in the fields.
What if it's in the woods?
It's not in the woods.
What if it's in the woods? What if walking through the
cows woods? Cows don't like to be in woods.
What if they are? What if he's walking through the woods between two pastures?
Oh, over the forests and through the hills to grandma's house he goes.
Yeah, and then he fucks grandma.
Ooh.
On the way to the field. There's a pasture. He's all right, listen here. It's a cow. He's walking upright, though.
No.
He's got a red cowboy hat on.
Okay.
Right? You hear me out?
Yeah.
He's walking through the forest.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Cowboy hat falls off, right? You hear me out?
I'm hearing you.
He bends over, but what happens when he bends over? Now he's on all fours, right?
Yeah, he looks like a cow.
Yeah. So then he just starts moving, right?
Okay.
He just keeps moving.
All right.
He's stuck.
2 hours later?
2 hours later.
He's still just sitting
there
moving.
He's a cow now.
He's just a regular cow.
Yeah. He needs help to get once he gets upright, he can walk and talk like a normal person. But if for some reason he gets back on all fours, he's back to fucking mooing. So that's how he got into the forest.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm.
So couldn't it just like try to
walk? His name is Ted. His name is Ted. Tedley. Call him Tedley.
Tedley?
Tedley Moss.
Mm.
Tedley Moss. Okay.
Yeah.
Tedley Moss.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a real estate broker.
He's a cow.
He's a real estate broker. Real estate
but
broker.
But how can he be a real estate broker if he's on all fours?
I don't know.
Right
check
now.
His an MLS license.
Did you just throw soccer at me? What?
I don't know if I said it right.
Did you say MLS?
NMLS. NLMS.
New Mexico League Soccer?
NMLM. You want to reel this back in here for us?
No, sure. He's enjoying this.
Yeah, I was just letting that go down until the plane blew up. Hey, Dave, where can they find you?
Oh, wow.
Probably right here.
David Tower Evans on Facebook, RockFan03 on most other socials. Check me out.
What about you?
They can find me... Sorry. They can find me in the club, bottle full of bub.
I got what you need.
I'm sex. I ain't into making love, so come give me a hug.
That's good. Go follow the show on Instagram and all the other social medias. We are out of here. Thank you guys for listening.
Love you.